Don't panic, they said. Remain cool like your Krishna. Meditate maybe like Buddha. Uttering Om Mani Padme, the jewel in the lotus. Or lie down and relax, like Vishnu on the python bed, to float on the ocean's currents, wind on the invisible thread of your breath in slow motion. Millions of cats prowled around me. Smoke from shared sex and hashish joints stung my eyes. Unsettling tongue of an awkward fire fed my stomach. I squidded queasily towards the formidable edge, unknown, ominous frontiers of human life. They laughed a secret laugh behind my back. Isn't it crazy that this man from Kathmandu should get stoned from a piece of space cake in Amsterdam? Don't be serious, laugh. Celebrate the flame of life, a woman's voice said. Hold my hand, I can imagine you are alone on this trail. I've been there once, she whispered. Her tongue curled like a dry leaf in my ear and crackled. How much did you take? Just a piece? I took 38 grams once. It can be crazy if you don't know it's coming. Just don't worry too much. Don't lose your control over things. You can kiss me if you like. You can pat my back, tickle my belly, or stroke my breasts for a while if it comforts you. Sometimes it can be heavenly, this licking the rim of forbidden frontiers of human life. That's what he wants. That's exactly what he's looking for. A voice leered far off. But I have to go ultimately. I have a man waiting at home for me. Maybe read a poem of yours, someone said. My heart raced wild. And I heard some girls gossip in the next room. What if he gets sick in Europe? Don't we get sick in Asia? Just take it easy, another voice echoed. You won't go psychotic. Remember one thing, whatever happens, you can always make a comeback. Faces of my dear ones veered past my eyes. I felt delicate thread of my life slipping through my fingers. Hey man, it's fine. Don't worry too much, my host shouted. Drink lots of water. Drink black tea or coffee, a guest suggested. Or take lots of orange juice. Maybe sing your favorite song, a woman said. Or recite one of your Hindu mantras. Maybe stick your finger in your throat. Another voice came sheepishly. And throw up. You probably haven't digested everything yet. Questions came like wind slaps. Can you tell me what they call boredom in your mother tongue? Do you remember your email account and password? Discuss your children if you have any. Shall I bring my little daughter before you? Maybe you would feel better than seeing her brilliant eyes. I imagine a child's face and clung to it like a penitent would hold on to a sacred cow's tail in his afterlife and slept on it all through the river of blood. Hours passed by and then I heard someone say, what if he had freaked out? What if death had stalked our house tonight? Hearing these words, I woke up, knowing I had come back, stepped on the familiar shores of life, where death is feared, a distant, distrustful thing. My jaws burst like a glacier that cracks from rumble of a seed of fire that explodes somewhere in Earth's deep sleep.